dark, knows we're doomed, but they'll always be the same. Yeah. Penny for my thoughts, cause you know I'm trying to change. If I ever took a loss, charge it to the game. When we see guys, we don't.
Yeah, a lot of people that know me as well said, oh, you should do podcasts. I said, bro, just leave me.
You don't know what's just allowed.
Personality, I was just like, oh, whatever.
How have you been, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, calm, you know.
No, I don't know, actually. No, I don't know. How has the last 5 to 10 years been for you? Because I know, like, I've not really had a proper conversation. I've seen you here and there, out and about. Yeah, but we've not really had, like, a conversation.
Bro, I don't know, you know. You know, sometimes you always, like, want to do something, and then you're like, oh, I'm changing or whatever. But, yeah, moving in, moving back in, moving out, moving in, football. Stop playing football, started boxing.
Oh, you started boxing?
Yeah, it's mad, yeah.
How'd that go?
It's gone all right,
Are you still doing it now?
Yeah.
Is that something you want to do professionally, or is it just more of like a hobby kind of thing?
Because of the age now, I'm giving myself 2 years.
Okay.
So if the next year it's not working, I'll just leave it.
How'd you get into boxing?
Because obviously, you see, when you're over here, like in Ireland, you kind of need to know people that know people or whatever. And then to do this profession thing is just hard.
Mm.
In Scotland, you can get a boxing license for £50.
Okay.
So you literally, like being amateur or whatever, you get a license, you train, you do one competition. And then if you win that competition, then you can obviously go to the next step.
Okay.
Over here, I think they take you to the All Ireland. They take you there. It's too long.
Okay.
You get a boxing license. It's too long.
Yeah. Let's talk about your battle for a second here. When did you come to Ireland initially?
2007, I think.
2007. It's also when I kind of met you that time.
Yeah,
that's when you came to Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember meeting you.
Did
in school.
I even speak English? I used to be broken English.
Yeah, no.
I used to live in Mosney, man. Broken English.
Stop.
And then for Mosney, you went to.
That's when they saw me in school. Yeah. And then obviously, what was it? First year, second year, and then I moved to Blanche.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that like? How was growing up in Blanche?
Bro, it's different, isn't it? It was different.
I won't lie, Germano, at one stage, yeah. Germano, obviously, we went to school together, then he moved out to Blanche. Then all of a sudden, Germano had like a group of friends. I kind of used to feel intimidated when I say with your group of friends.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Not going to lie.
Wait.
I kind of used to be a bit scared when I say your group of friends.
When the Blanche boys are coming, it was him.
And the thing is, your attitude towards me never changed.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I always thought because your friendship group changed that you would change towards me as well.
I always knew my day ones. Even like Blaze, not Blaze.
Yeah.
Even Blaze, I used to see him about. Charlie, I used to see him like randomly. I would say, yo. Yeah, I never forget like my peoples, innit.
Did you never feel that like when you see like the Blanche, like the Talibor is not so much, but when I do see a group of Germano and his friends, and the thing is, you also did build like it was a bit of like the Blanche boys. There was a bit of reputation, so I don't know if I say the wrong thing to him now, I don't know how this could go because I don't know if the guy I knew is the, I might just banter Arsenal like shit. Now I'm in trouble.
Come on.
Now you're not allowed to Blanche again.
Okay, that's all that shit.
for me, it was different because, like, obviously, I didn't grow up in Dublin.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Anytime I popped into Dublin, like, I wasn't boys with anyone from Dublin, really. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, if I pop in Dublin, pop out, I'm not going Blanche, I'm not going Tala. I'm usually just going town, coming home, and then from that, I didn't even go to college here. I went to college in Galway, so.
Mm.
I wasn't really a part of any of that. It was more like when I would come into Dublin,
be
at a party, and then it's Blanche boys are coming, or Tala boys, or be at a party, there's a fight, or Blanche boys are fighting Tala boys, this is happening, this. That's the only times I really
That was annoying, though. That was annoying, because obviously, in a group of friends, you always have the ones that take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
I was always the one, like, I'm the messer. Like, I'd laugh with you or whatever, but I'll punch your face in as well. But then...
See what I was saying?
But then, I'm not going to take it with you. I was never a bully. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can find anybody that tell me a bully. But then, I used to hate when people said invites, and at the bottom, no Blanche boys. So that... Sometimes, I'm not even going to go to the party. Like, parties, you look and whatever, and they said, no Blanche boys allowed. I'll go to that party. boys, did you see it? Yeah. Because he was BBM or whatever.
Yeah.
We're all going.
But what did you guys, like, obviously being a part of it, what did you make of that reputation being there?
You know what?
I know some man loved it.
No, yeah. At that time, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, yeah, the Blanche Boys. You didn't really feel it. But then sometimes when you used to say, oh, the Blanche Boys are coming. And then I hear, I'm like, yeah, let's get on. Yeah, let's get on.
Did you like being feared? Like, or respected?
I think it wasn't fear. Me and my friendship group, I wasn't. But yeah, kind of. I think, I don't know.
Because it is. Like, you're watching Sopranos now. You can tell in the mafia, they like that. They like being like, yeah, we're the guys.
Yeah, in this age, day and age, it was just like, we were idiots. Like.
Yeah, but you know when you're young, like, that stuff is always looks fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, fighting, doing this, doing that. It always looks like that's the fun thing to do. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, when you're young, you have nothing else to do. Like, let's just pop up places. Like,
at least we didn't take it to the extreme like the youngest now. Because I feel like most of the times, like, people knew each other, the parents knew each other. So it's like, we will fight, but then on Sunday, you have to go to church with my man. And then, I mean, it's just...
We're not beefing the church.
Yeah, yeah. No, but you'll see my church because your parents know each other. So yeah, it's like, you don't really want... But all these youngers, I think they could be friends. If they actually sit down, oh, they like him. But they just go to extreme. Why do you hate each other? They don't know why they hate each other.
They just hate each other because their postcodes are different. Their area codes are different. Bro. But what do you... Like, see, you're speaking about it now. Now you're seeing them and you used to be the Blanche Boys. How do you feel now looking at it from this side?
I always, like... I look at them, I just tell them, like, what I just said. I said, why do you hate them? Oh, they dissed us on the track or whatever. So they can't even go there. It's only empty. They can't even go there. They get spotted, it's long for them.
Jesus.
And then it was the thing, like... Do you know how the beef started? You know, like the Peckham and Brixton.
Yeah.
They started years ago. They don't even know how it started or whatever. But this, like, Blanche Tyler, it's still fresh. Like, we know the people, obviously, that we know how it started. But the youngest don't know.
I actually don't know. How did it start?
Oh, my days. It started over 50 euro, bro. No. Let me tell you. Well, you know the story.
I don't know. I don't know. It was Blanche versus Tyler.
At the start, we were all friends. We used to go parties together, whatever. Because honestly, everybody used to go chill in town at the GPO. Because everybody was friends. If you look at old pictures on Facebook, we're all in the same party. And then he became a thing. Oh, you know shit. You know shit. Oh, let's play football.
Oh, it's football.
We organized the football match. So honestly, the first game we went to Tyler, but it was a thing where everybody put a fiver. We selected the team, everybody put a five. But at that time, a five was a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you put money and then you're meant to get a tenner back, obviously. So we went to Tala, played the match like that. And then obviously we knew, oh, we're not going to give the money to this person. They said, oh, no. You can keep it. We give to this girl. They gave money to one girl. Ended the match, we won. Where's the money? Where's the girl? The girl left. It started a fight. No. It started a fight. Obviously, one guy from Thailand, one from Blanche, obviously went at it. But we just let it happen straight now, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you stole our money. Okay. They had to play away. We told them, wait. We didn't tell them to pay because nobody wanted to put money in case anything happened. When they came, obviously, started fighting. Because obviously, we planned after the match. And everything went.
I heard Trap Demisio on GTG that it started over a girl. But I thought, like, fighting over a girl, but I didn't know a girl took money. Oh, Demi on Get the Gist. I think there was an episode where she said, no, it wasn't her, it was someone, one of their guests.
Yeah.
That said it started over a girl.
No, she probably thinks like the youngest probably beefing over girls. Us, it was that football match. We were all friends at the start. We played you, man.
I was about to bring this up. Yeah.
It's always football.
Yeah, we went to Tala as well. We played like Chan, me, Nathan. The game was 2-2, nice. Grand. Game ends, we're about to walk to the train station. And not some man started riling up, and Germano had to walk with us all the way back to the train station, so nothing could happen. And I don't know, because you think we're just here to play ball, but obviously people are coming there with a different
narrative. People that play football are there, but obviously they'll bring crowd, and then the ones that don't play football that just cause trouble are out there as well, just like, oh, what's going on? So yeah,
nah.
What's going on? You know what? You remember when the Clavish thing happened? Where Clavish came to Ireland and they were like, oh,
check
in. Don't come to Blanche unless you check in. I was one of the olders in Blanche. What did you think about that?
Well, I started phoning like, yeah, because I was in Scotland. I was like, what's going on? Like, oh, yeah. Because I seen the TikToks, the memes first. And then obviously I phoned, yo, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the youngest, they sent me the video. And also I started phoning who to find out who done it. And then just, and I was like, you guys are stupid. Like, it's just.
So I'll check into
doing. But I understood from that point, I understood what they were trying to say. And I mean, it wasn't checking in like, oh, check with us. It's like when you go to a city and you don't know like anybody, try and check in with the artists, try and see what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
so they
okay.
were trying to say, yeah. Yo, just try and check in, like check like with us, like we're like rappers as well. We can open up or jamming. You know, they were trying to say that.
It's kind of like when 90s babies came and they said which podcasts are.
Yeah, something like
they
that.
They checked in.
Yeah. No. Checked in. They're checking in is whoever booked them. Booked them, that's their way of checking in. But then they probably asked, yo, who's popping? Jamming. You know, I mean? That's this their way of checking in. But when it comes to rappers, obviously, because they then need to be, oh, who's the best rapper? Who's the best? I mean, so that's why I just said, yo, check in with us. I mean, he wasn't like, yeah, you need to call. He was
like, well, you must say something.
Nah, but what's good? You like, you know how some certain things, you might mean it in a certain way, but it will come across as.
But they went two, there were only two of them at the time. So see if they went like 5 or 10, mm-hmm. yo, it would have looked like, oh. But it was only two of them that went to 5 of Clavis's people.
So. See, you just said that you made a phone call to find out what happened. You still have those connects. Like, if you need to know something.
But I'm retired.
No, you have to be retired. It's nearly 30 this year, man. Yeah. Nah, even me, I'll be like, Germano, it's enough, man.
Now that you're retired, what's life look like for you?
Yeah, bro. Basically, just like a normal person. It's just sometimes you go to a function, and then I meet my people or whatever. Even though I feel like I'm a civilian, I still feel like I get the looks or whatever because they know, oh, this guy can fight or whatever. Sometimes I get, like, I got the door, the promoter is there. He's like, yo, you guys. I'm like, bro, what the hell? I'm dressed like nobody is coming to do anything. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I know you guys. I goes, come on, man. Don't start like that with that energy. When I got dressed, I didn't come with that energy.
Mm.
So, yes.
What's your fight record? Like, what's your record like in the streets fighting?
I think, I don't know. I don't think this many people are gonna say they beat me up.
Did you enjoy fighting?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I was like thrill, like I got thrill. And sometimes when I don't have anything to do, when my friends are fighting, I get excited. He's calling me, yo, and then let's say I haven't done any badness or whatever. I'm good for like 2 weeks. Sometimes I itch like. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I need a kicker. So I'm like, yeah, call me, yeah, let's go. I'm in the car, I'm excited. Yeah, it was like that. But then, it gets tiring after bad name, do you know what I mean? I don't want people to think like that because I'm a funny guy, do you know what I mean? So it's like,
do you still get calls now, like, say, yo, this is happening? Because Deji always asks me, Jordan, if you're in trouble now, like, who do you call? Back in the days, like, I had you and Taiwo. I'll call them guys, they'll come and back me. But these days, I'm like, bruv, all my friends are professionals. My friends are corporate.
Families. You think I'm calling Jordan for beef? Jordan will be like, bruv, my kid is in my hand right now.
You not talk to them?
Yeah.
Like, do you still get calls now, like, yo, this is about to go down?
Yeah.
Of
course, yeah.
Jesus. Let me introduce this pod real quick. I want to talk about fatherhood and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we are here. We are Charge.
Bang, bang.
This is the podcast with the highest level of analysis of culture needs. I'm Uncle J, but you might call me Jordan, and I'm here with...
You know your girl's favorite voice, Big Digi, go the Midas Touch.
Who we got here today?
Nino.
Giovanni's here today. He said he would... Oh, how did Nino even come from?
Nino, what?
Yeah? Nino's here. He said he wanted to come see... Like, he wanted to start your own podcast as well.
Yeah.
How come?
Just, I have a lot of stories, like, obviously the way we just started, and then I feel like it just needs to be put out there, because kids of today, obviously, they don't really know what was going on or whatever. Even the right days, they have the villains. They don't know how good rights was.
Rights was cold.
Even 21s or Lafayette or whatever, we had so many things now. It's just one thing, so yeah. So I can bring back the story back in the days there.
I like how you say that because you do need different types of people to be visible in front of camera. Mm. Like, we just can't have the buttoned up. Like, someone might look at you and be like, rah, I'm in Blanche right now and I have the itch to go fight every 2 weeks or something. Yeah. And this guy I relate to, and maybe let me listen to him. Because now that you've been through it, you've seen the other side and you're like, it was all just nonsense. Like, I didn't need to do all of that. And a kid might not hear him coming from me because I didn't live that life. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. So they might just be like, what's he talking about? He works his corporate life. He didn't do this.
Do you still get the itch now?
No. Obviously, now you do boxing wherever you release, but it's just not. Bro, I could get a call about, bro, who is it? Sometimes I even try to say, oh, who is it? Oh, if I can talk to that person, I know them, I'll call the other person. Yo, my man is, you know what I mean? But if not, just leave me.
When's the last time you rode out though? When's the last time you said I'm coming?
Allegedly, last week. Allegedly, I don't.
Look, man, we're all law-abiding citizens here.
No, really. Since I'm back, obviously, just I'm cool.
Because how I see it is like you know when people have an itch to do something, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like no matter what it is, if it's music, whatever, and they stop doing that, it's not that the itch goes away. It's that they just find different ways to.
Yeah.
So you enjoyed fighting. Is that why you feel like you're boxing now?
Fighting was from young or whatever. But when you're in Barbican, you didn't really fight like that.
No,
obviously it was black against
travelers. Yeah.
Everywhere I go, blacks always fighting.
Even
travelers.
In school, the footballs or whatever, yeah, it was yeah. black against whatever. So
yeah.
We didn't really, going to fight really quick. But I think when I moved to Blanche, it really, charming.
Yeah, I remember they wanted the travelers. They wanted the travel community wanted us to nominate someone, and then they nominated someone already. They said, this guy wants to fight one of you guys. And then I think I told you, Taiwo looks at him and says, "That guy, him, I'll fight him." And I was like, "Yes." And it never happened, but I guess tribalism. People want to find their own claims.
Taiwo's always been. It's from school. I even told him. It's always been.
Mm-hmm. Do you think back then you could have taken him as well because you were confident in your fighting abilities? Yeah, back in the.
I would have fought anybody, to be honest.
Yeah, you definitely would have.
Even if you punched my head in, I would have fought anybody. I was skinny, but I just like fighting. I know I won't give up in it.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah, sometimes it's about the heart. What's going on? You said you're a father, innit? How's fatherhood been for you, bro?
Bro, calm in it. Very stressful sometimes, communicating to baby moms, but.
What's that like, communicating and having two baby moms? Obviously, you've been a father for a while now as well.
Yeah, obviously, two people, two different mindset, two different whatever. You might get along with this one this day. Tomorrow, you don't get along. You get along with this one. And sometimes everybody's...
You have daughters.
Walk around with the dynamic. Yeah, two daughters.
Yeah. How's that? How do you find that then? Are you worried that you have two daughters? Or
But I wanted two daughters. You know, I feel like... When also I found out like I was gonna be a dad, if I had sons, I would have that tough love. Come on, kicking whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wanted daughters, and even when they were young, you're trying to play fighting and you can't play fighting. Yeah, you have to be soft. So it changes you. It changes you. You have a son, so you can.
I try that now. I try that now. My wife says he's still a baby. He's like, come on, man.
Fight back.
Kobe said something similar because Kobe Bryant has four daughters. Yeah. And because he was so maniacal, hardworking, waking up at 4 a.m., he says he couldn't have a son because he'll feel like, if you don't have this drive that I have, I might break you. For some people, it's odd. You liked fighting and it's something that you liked. If you have a son, that's not he's not into that. You might think why is this guy soft? Why is he not into the things I'm into?
People are depending on me, so you kind of tune it down the volume in it.
Is that kind of when do you think that's when it changed? You were Blanche boy. Then now all of a sudden you're having two kids. Do you think at some point you're okay, it's bigger than me now?
Bro, I used to deny Blanche. You're from Blanche? No. I'm from Kondakin. I swear.
Well, I was actually thinking about it this week as well. Do you guys think people can, your friends can block your blessing in this way? Say if you're a guy that you want to get married and you actually this is something you want, or you want a job, whatever your desire in life. Mm-hmm. But you need someone I'm a guy, I'm looking to get married, I want a wife, but I'm friends with a group of people that do maybe fraud and they scam, even if I'm not doing it. But the girl take me seriously, she can't take me seriously even though I say, I live this life because of who I'm surrounded around. Do you think that's a thing that you, even not knowing that the people you're holding on to, they actually might be blocking you from it? Even a business deal. You said, I want to be taken seriously as a business person. I want to get this loan. But the guy, I come to Digi, I said, Digi, can you give me a loan? I work this job. But then you see me hanging out with scammers. You might be like, why am I giving you that loan if I know where your environment's around? Even though I might be legit. That perception might change how you 100%. Want to deal with me.
I hear it, because you said, you go around some places and people look at you a certain way because they feel you hang around with this, you're that. I do hear it, but what's your question exactly?
Do you think friends, your environment can indirectly block your blessing without you. Like, you're holding on to this friendship because you've been friends with them forever, but it's also stopping you from progressing into the things that you might want to progress into.
For me, for example, how I would say it, they didn't really block because I didn't do anything I didn't want to do. Mm. But I was in certain positions where I felt like if I put my mind into the craft or whatever, I could have just made it. But because I was just half, maybe 1 foot in, 1 foot out, I was just like, yeah, I'll chill with the man or whatever. I didn't really pay attention. So I think, yeah, friends can definitely 100%.
Yeah. Like, they, so you might see a girl and you'll say, oh, I like this girl, I want to marry her, whatever. But then you see, like, but her friend's a bit wild. Yeah, so because of that, you're like, I can't, because I don't know about your friend, I'm not too sure.
To be honest, I think it depends on the person. Like, if it's someone that's like, you know them people that they'll just follow whatever their friends do.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. If that friend, that person, you look at the three of them, you already know the CV. So you look at the girl like,
that's what I mean. Yeah. Her CV might be fine, yeah. But because you know the other three CV, you're like, I don't know, man.
Nah, but you know, with girls, it's one of those situations where it's like, them man want to be on all the tables. They're gonna drag you to the table. Yeah, you're gonna get moved to by this nigga on the table.
Yes, you see.
Like,
but you actually want a husband and you want someone to take it seriously. Mm. But because that's how bird of a feather or something flock together, isn't it? So now you're looking, the guy that wants to maybe take you serious and marry you, he's seen you follow your friend to that table. He's like,
at her, like, ah, you're a bottle girl. I mean, but she's not.
She's not. But it could happen the reverse. Yeah, like, you could be the serious guy, but your crew could be like, they're on madness, they're doing fraud, they're doing scamming. But you're waking up, going to your corporate job, saving for your mortgage. But it's nasty. Like, I don't know if I can take you serious.
But the thing is, if you stand on what you stand on, do you get what I'm saying? Like, no matter what your friends do at the end of the day, like, it's up to you to do what you want to do. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I feel like, yeah, cool, my friends are on that, but I'm clearly not on that.
Yeah.
And if you don't give me a shot because of that, that's fine. But like, at the end of the day, I'm still an individual. I do know that there are some people that whatever their friends are on is exactly what they will be on.
Mm. And we judge a lot in this country, innit?
It does happen a lot, innit? It does happen a lot.
In this country, we judge a lot.
Well, I think everyone judges.
Especially, everyone knows everyone, so it's easy to be like, oh, who's that DJ guy? I'll just call somebody from your area. Mm. Tell me your whole life story. I'll be like, okay. It's like that.
Yeah, but
I hate it.
But the thing is, like, you know the way that you've been on the other end of it, like,
someone
might just be like, oh man, fuck that guy, he's from, and he's weird. Do you get what I'm saying? Whereas, like, you're like, bro, I'm a funny dude, you know, like, I will punch you in your face, but I'm funny.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me, because you will get it.
So right now, I'm in a place where I am like that, but then sometimes it's by association, because, like, I'm like, I've never done anything to you, but you know you've seen me with that guy, done something to you and you don't like him. Like, bro, why are you being hostile to me?
Yeah, that's because it kind of made my point there. Because I think I don't know why I was thinking about it this week. I'm like, oh, there's someone, I was like, oh, that person craves, like, I think it was like love or marriage. But then I was like, I wonder if it's her group of friends that deter men, like, from wanting to take her as serious as she wants to be taken. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had to be objective about the person, I'd be like, it's not like you're on what your friends are on, because I know you. I know the ins and outs. But I can imagine someone that doesn't know you, come from the outside, seeing what your environment and being around, it's like, oh, mad. Like, if all my friends, Morris, Chris, Ayub, and everybody, they're all cheating on their wives, and I said, I'm not cheating, it'll be very easy to assume, well, you're hanging out with four guys that cheat all the time. Like, I can understand why you would think that, even though I'm not on that.
No, like, I get it, but at the end of the day, like,
nobody's seen on the words, by the way. Don't grab me.
Just hypothetical. Yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, it's just what's called, like, I do like to give people chances individually.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like, you know, some people are different when they're with their boys and when they're with their friends than when they're alone with somebody else. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, some people only have that energy when they're around those certain people.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I guess
that's true as well.
It's just branding, I guess, at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, because it is something to be said about, like, removing yourself from certain environments. Like, you obviously said you've grown from what it was before. But, like, are you still friends with that circle? Do you guys still get along?
I feel like you can't. I mean, obviously, some people, you remove them for certain things, but the people that you had that bond, I don't think you can stop in it.
Do you guys feel like your lives would drastically change if you had different friends around you? Or, like, let's say for you, if you stayed in Bob Brigham, do you think the way your life went changes drastically?
Oh, I'd be a nerd.
Wait. Are you saying we're nerds in Bob Brigham? Are you saying we're nerds in Bob Brigham?
I feel like, are you saying we're nerds in Bob Brigham? Should have been, like, dumbed down. There's nothing, like, bad. Obviously, these guys in Bob Brigham that are doing, they're stupid as well.
Like, yeah, but, like, our I don't group feel like of Bob Brigham went on there.
You're not on whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
probably just play football or whatever. And I mean, like we used to be in the same football team. So I think I'll just I'll just be on whatever's around the area. But
No, because it is true. Because like in Barbrigan, it was mainly football. When it was time to go to school or study, everybody kind of was on that because we came from like, oh, I'll go to school, go study. Yeah, yeah. But I can imagine also being 15 and being in Blanche and thinking, oh, if this is what this group, like, they play football and this is what they want to be doing, I might want to do this as well.
I didn't even know English like that as well. So my mom was like, bro, you're going to school to learn English, basically. Mm-hmm. I was speaking broken English.
Yeah.
How old were you?
They go probably like 13 or something.
Yeah, I remember they used to speak to Germano. Teachers are giving out to Germano. And he's smiling into their faces. And they're getting annoyed. But then, like, his cousin, your cousin Marie had to translate for them.
Yeah, do you remember one time I walked out of the class?
Yeah,
she was talking. And I was like, what is she saying? And then I knew she was giving out. I just walked out of the class.
What's going on? How was school for you, going to school and, like, not actually understanding English properly?
Bro, I got suspended my first day of school. So the first day we were playing football, I had a fight with Willa. I don't know what he said to me, but he said something in aggressive because we were playing football and I tackled him and he said something and I don't know what he said, but very aggressive. And I was like, what? And then all I heard was fuck. But because when I've come, I only knew Tupac, so I said, fuck you, motherfucker, fuck you.
Oh,
that's all I knew.
Hit him up.
Fuck you, motherfucker, fuck you too. He grabbed me like that and then I think we were tussling or whatever. Teacher came, nah, I got suspended. That was the first day.
Oh, fuck's sake.
First day.
And he was,
how'd you come home to your mom and be like, oh, I got suspended on my first day?
She was like, oh, because honestly, from bad, before moving to Ireland, I grew up in Switzerland, didn't it? So I was bad there as well, know what I mean? So she's like, oh, you're carrying it again over here. So yeah, so. But then we ended up being friends because when I joined the football team, he was the keeper.
Yeah.
So but that's cool.
But he was also the guy that, like, when you come to school, like, everybody's like, yo, don't fight him. Don't annoy him.
Because
he
had bad brothers.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
He had, like, brothers. Bro, they were feared at the time. Yeah. Seen how they struggled, but they were feared. I didn't know. I picked on the wrong guy. Yeah, man.
Because I always say with travelers, it's cool you beat me today, but you have to find my brother tomorrow. Yep. You have to find my uncle on Thursday. You have to find my great grandfather on this day. Bro, their whole lineage will come out fighting.
Yeah, we ended up being friends after in the football team. So
but, yeah, but they just point, but just like when learning and you're being taught and you don't understand the language, is that frustrating for you, kind of thing?
Yeah. But I think I learned English fast because it's French, isn't it?
Yeah.
I learned English probably in 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I learned like languages very fast. I speak 6 languages.
What?
What? Yeah. I know you speak Portuguese.
That's my
first English.
Language. English is my 4th language.
Wait, French. So Portuguese, French. English, French.
Lingala.
Oh, speak all Balingala. You know that.
Oh, no, Balingala.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had to learn it. Just to be around. Lingala, German and Spanish.
What?
And he said he was scared of being a nerd. This guy speaks 7 languages.
Yeah, that's right. So basically, see, I grew up in Switzerland, yeah? So Switzerland is divided in 3.
Yeah.
So there's the French Riviera, the German part, and the Italian part. But I lived in the French Riviera, right? And basically, in school, you could speak languages. I never thought I'd need English, so I'd done German.
Mm-hmm.
And then just because I just think, oh, German is a racist language or whatever, I never really paid attention. So we go to, like, skiing camps every... But we go to the German part or whatever, so you have to speak. I mean, so yes, man being fluent or whatever, and then that's how I got German in it. So I already had 3 languages because at home we spoke Portuguese and then outside we speak French. So I already had 3 languages. And then obviously Lingala, running around with Congolese.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so obviously Spanish, similar. You just added in it.
That's insane.
I
forgot the question I was going to ask there. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but what's going on? So, like, so you're in school. Wait, first of all, did you even like school?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere you had to go. For me, you wake up, you have to go.
Yeah.
At school at that age, it's like, I might as well go because everybody's there.
Yeah.
Like, all my friends, like, I told you about the trip that, like, there was a school trip that the Taiwan turned in and all of them weren't going. I was like, why would I go? Like, I don't care about the experience if my friends are not going to be there. Do you know, but you know why your family...
I like the uniform.
The blue and the green.
No, I just like putting the uniform.
Why?
The blue uniform was sick.
No, it was. I guess it was
black.
Nice.
Did you have blue and then black?
They changed it to black if you're a senior.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
yeah.
liked school uniform.
That's so fucking random.
No, because obviously going to school, you always had to wear your normal clothes, innit? Mm-hmm. So when I moved, I just wanted to put on the uniform.
Oh, in Switzerland, you had to go put, yeah, you could wear your normal clothes.
So I loved putting the, but big uniform is not bad.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was all right. Uniform. Do you know why your family decided to move to Ireland? And why did you then decide to move to Scotland of all places?
Just quiet. Like now, just peace and quiet, rebrand basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has it worked?
Well, it's worked. Yeah, it's worked. Because yeah. I was in uni in London. Then I went to Manny as well. Then I basically went up the country. Then I just, Scotland was good.
Yeah, because I remember hearing that you live in Scotland now. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, you know, when I hear Manchester, Birmingham, London, I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Everyone moves there.
Yeah, everybody moves there.
There's black people in Scotland, though.
Yeah, I heard there's a few.
Yeah, it's black people.
Yeah, because you're saying the cost of living there is actually not bad.
Small community, make them coming out. Well, that's mad.
Is it toxic over there in this black community like it is here?
It's the same. It's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But I rather the toxic of Ireland than over there.
Why is it different?
Because see them, you didn't grow up with them. You don't really know.
Yeah, you don't really know them like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of had to impose myself because to show that I'm not a dickhead. So I'll be up with you. Just no, that
this guy is crazy.
They think Ireland, they think the same. Oh, is there black people in Ireland? Oh, you're Irish or whatever. I mean, just had to show, and then they don't mess with you. But over there, I kind of felt like a bully because if you beat up somebody, they actually show, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, this time they say, I'm sorry, and then I was wasting sorry. I felt bad. But in Ireland, they wouldn't say sorry. They'd be like, yeah, yeah. Next time I catch you, you'll be like that. I mean, but over there, they say sorry, and then
it ends and then there. That's it, squashed.
But yeah. In Ireland, yeah, have you ever allegedly?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Beating up someone and then they pull up on you with more people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you handle that? Because I think me and Dej are this
conversation. More people.
See, that's what I mean. When does it end? Because me and Dej talk about this. If you fight one-on-one, you beat them. Next time, they know where we record, they come here with more people. And you go with more. At what point is it like, this is enough?
I actually have one mad story, which obviously I was going to like put in the pod. It's mad.
You can tell on your pod as well. Yeah,
so basically, I'll just do it quickly.
Yeah,
we were in town, and obviously this guy we're friends with now. They were like seven.
Mm.
It's only five. I think 7-5 or whatever. We got like chased us or whatever, and then it was around Christmas time. I know those Christmas stores or whatever. So it was only 10 of us, but we went serious because somebody told us they were there. So we've come all the way from Cheerless Town, walking in. So by the time we got from the GPO to the cow, because they were at the cow, there was probably like 15 of them. We were 10. Remember I said 10. By the time we walked, there was 40 of us. Because we're walking, we seen all the black boys. And then we didn't say, hey, come. They seen like the way we're
trying to energy,
like,
yeah.
Oh, something's
they don't mind
they tagged go. In. They tagged in. We got to Jervis. We saw our elders. They were like, oh, what's happening? We told the elders. They were, there? Yeah, let's go. By the time we bust that corner, there was a hell of us. But they expected just like a small number. I mean, and it was like, yeah. Because they were from town, they thought they could call, but yeah.
Then at what point is the beat?
No, but we didn't beef.
Okay,
it was actually a madness where they circled us, went in the middle, and then we actually squashed it. It would have been a madness. It would have been a madness.
From those
are you never scared in those moments? Like, are you not fearful?
Yeah, but if you show fear, then it's going to be, be safe. You go back, you'll be like, hey, he was scared. So I can't. Even inside, you're shaking. I can't.
Like, even before a fight. Are you not scared even before a fight?
Obviously, we used to go back and be like, hey, I didn't see you. You didn't throw any punch. Yeah. I mean, it's like that. So don't show fear. Like, it's like the Western movie. You have to stand in line.
Like, that's like if I broke out in Port Manic at like beach before.
Just see a video of me.
There's probably been a few. I think Tyro would do some.
No. Is that the day Tyro knocked someone out?
Yeah.
I got arrested. I was there.
Oh, were you there that day?
Pick me up. It's on Facebook. Police pick me up, man.
What I was about to say is, yeah, that day, obviously, everything was breaking up. I was like, this is not my spec. I distanced myself. We're walking back to the train station now.
Throwing bottles.
Yeah. I walk back to the train station now. Someone looking at me says, you didn't throw a punch. I was like, nah, man, this isn't. This is for me.
It was mad. And what it was as well, I was telling the police, all the bags we left at the beach, because when they were throwing bottles, we were backing off. My bags, everything was literally on the beach, towels, everything, house keys. So then the police is like, oh, you're not going back. Go back. And we're like, what? I need to go get my sister. Nah, go back. And then you had the dog, you know, those.
Like, yeah.
I was like, I'll eat your dog. And then he wasn't having it. He tried to grab me. I ran. It's on the video still on Facebook.
Allegedly. Have you fought police? Allegedly.
Boss.
I plead the fifth.
No, I fought police, bro. They've beaten me up as well. You just vice versa, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, no, my thing with all of that is, yeah, I don't carry anger for too long. So if we get angry, we fight, and then I see, like, I'm walking down the streets a Tuesday, I'm minding my business, I'm just not in the mood to be out, and I see you, and now it's time to beef. I'm just not bothered today.
Yo, Ben was one of them, yeah. When, if like I fight you, I wouldn't lie. That's what, I'm cool with all these guys now. It's bare guys that we beefed and now we cool. I was able to go Tyler. We fight Tyler, but I was ruling Tyler. What are you going to do to me? I was like that. Because at the time as well, I had a girlfriend that lived in Tyler. So, and her bus stop is where they, there's an Astro where they all used to play. It's literally at that front. So if I don't get off there, I have to go through the field, which is worse. Because there's like horses.
Yeah, land. Yeah. I should know what field you're talking about. Yeah.
So I'd rather get up where the niggas are that I'm beefing than niggas that I don't know that could just mash me up.
The devil you know.
Because we didn't carry knife or whatever. Mm-hmm. We just punch up. I mean, just a punch and go. But obviously, I stop there. They see me. They won't say anything. And then the girlfriend is not there. So I'm waiting 2 minutes. I'm like, bro, are you not here? They're looking at me. And then just like, what's up? Yeah, what's up? They give that respect. And then you go.
No,
but the next time we fight,
I couldn't live that life.
Yeah,
I couldn't live that
weird
life.
It was weird.
Yeah. Back on the podcasting, you want to start podcasts because you've been listening to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones you listen to in Ireland, who do you like?
Bro, GTG, Dongo. I was at his live show. Where's your head at? Where's your head at when obviously they went viral?
Yeah.
I listen to you guys.
He's not like all them now. He said all the fun.
No, I listen to you guys. Who else? All these guys. I pay attention. It's not like, I need to pay attention just to jam in.
Know what's going
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm always like that.
Who do you, which one do you enjoy the most? Which one do you put on? You have to say, like, oh, wait, I love this one. No, you don't have to. Because this is funny, isn't it?
And they won't invite me. You guys throw a lot of content. When you had that, did it still record? I haven't.
Yeah, you know that every week, Wednesdays.
Every week.
Yeah,
every week.
Since whatever, I don't, whatever. These days, I'm more locked in into the girls, GTG, and you guys.
And I think that's the difference with what you said there. GTG, I think they have the best online marketing.
Bro, of their content,
They're advertising, they're branded.
But it just comes on my
exactly. Mm-hmm. You can't miss them because even their Instagrams, their everything they post constantly in your face. So I think they have like their best online advertisement anyways for their podcast. Yeah,
you know, I have to ask you because, bro, there's been a lot of scene talk and everybody talking about.
Yeah.
And now that you wanna join this and you've been in around the
I've
other
been
people
a
like
short artist, you know.
Oh, you used to rap as well.
So you used to rap.
I tell you story. Yo, somewhere in this universe, we have a
Trevor song.
You too.
We one of our friends, but we recorded
Bola. We Bola. Yeah, we have a song or something.
Wait, we wrote the lyrics.
I forgot the about lyrics. That until now.
We have a Trevor. We went to his gas.
I need to find
it. It was in my house as well. We recorded it.
I need to find this.
We never uploaded it, no?
We never.
It one of your laptops or whatever?
Yeah, we I don't think we plugged it anywhere. We just played it. And I think we played it for like people in school. And back then, the barrier of entry was so low that if you recorded it on a beat, that was as good as it got. Like if you had a recording of you rapping, that's as good as it got back then.
Wait, my whole life, I think I have like 3 tracks, but I never wanted to be an artist.
Yeah, but I think I once said you were like actively wanting to do the music thing.
Yeah, so basically what I always wanted to do was I didn't want to do too much or record it. So I was just going to do like a project, 5 songs, and then do videos and put it out there. If you like it, you like it. So if I don't blow, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to go on YouTube and be able to see myself. That's
what I wanted to do. But you were going to ask me a question about him starting.
Yeah.
In this podcast thing is gonna be
So what, like, where do you, how do you feel about all the shit that obviously Jafaris dropping the list
from like an outsider that's not in it?
So I seen on Twitter, and then the only thing obviously I just popped in, I just said, hey, you forgot this person or whatever. It's good, man. It's good. It's healthy. It's good, them type of talks like that as well.
Yeah, like I think we said on that episode, like it does get a bit mundane and repetitive and draining.
Yeah.
But to his point, some people are only listening to podcasts now. They're only seeing the faces of the personalities now. Mm-hmm. So I get it. The conversations, they will probably still drive like interest in it. But I do understand, like, from the outside looking in, if I'm you're sitting there on a Tuesday, you're like, why are these men talking about this?
Yeah, but from an outside looking in as well, it's like, I don't see enough spaces for networking, like enough events where all these artists come together networking. Mm. Some artists also just act Hollywood. Oh, I'm not going there or whatever.
Hey, I see apparently they're asking for money.
So I
to
feel
feature.
Like they shouldn't. If there's like a thing, like an event or thing, just go there or whatever. Somebody is releasing a tracksuit or clothing, just go there. You might see somebody that, you know what I mean, it's a fan of you but has never met you. And then through that interaction, you know what I mean, you might, yo, this guy's actually a nice person. There's not enough networking events.
Did you think it's also a thing that we're too close to be fans?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird for, it's like, it'll be a weird thing now. I have this podcast and I see Tommy. I'm going to use him as an example because I know him. I see Tommy's like, yo, Tommy, man, I'm such a fan of your pod. Like, it's kind of, even though I am a fan of his pod, yeah. But do you think we should also be able to voice it? Or does it look corny? Yeah, like, cringy?
It's because we know each other.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. We're just too close.
Yeah, everyone's too close. Because
you'd be like, I'm your fan.
Like, yeah. Like, even like you said, like, most of the people in this scene or whatever, yeah. You've had encounters with them or you know them or you've spoke, like, we all kind of have known each other for a long time now.
10 years.
So I'm somebody I've never been scared to say, yo, you're doing good. So where's your head at? They done like what, 2 live shows?
Trina.
I was never here. I was never here for them. But if I was here, I would have went. Mm-hmm. Don't go, I was here, I paid, I went. I went by myself even. So I feel ups. It was but I enjoyed it. The whole thing. It was so good. No, I enjoyed it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I went by myself. I told one of my friends, let's go. It was a podcast. They didn't understand it. I went just to support. Yeah, so I feel it should be like that. And then at the end of it, start talking with loads of people. And I mean, oh, yeah, yeah. That's networking. Mm. There should be more things like that.
Yeah, because to your point, that you said something recently, and it's like there's a specific guy that comes that looks like he's a fan of the thing. And I agree to your point. We need more of him. We need more of people that are going to back what people are doing like that. Mm. And even though, again, it does a thing of proximity because you're looking at us like, bruv, these are your peers. So why are you... Kind of like, I know the UK always says like they don't want to look like a beg. So if you know someone and you're like you're writing from too hard, you say, yo, you guys are so good, you guys are so good. Now you look like a beg, and nobody wants to look like they're a beg.
And you know what? It's that word fan. It makes people feel like, it makes you feel beggy to see a fan.
When was the last time somebody came to say, oh, I listened to your podcast? When was the last time? Face to face, not online.
Whenever we're out, to be real.
Yeah, to be fair.
One or two. We're not like saying 10 people.
Like
yeah.
Like you know what? Genuinely, you find it? It's weird.
It feels weird.
Do you get? Because like, the thing
why
is...
Why are you watching me?
Literally. Do you get what I mean? And you know what it is, yeah?
Yeah.
Because we just see numbers. I don't know who listens or what. So when some people are like, they like even my friends will be like, oh yeah, like I listen to that. It's just like, bro, you really listen every week.
Yeah, I've had people that come and says like, oh, say hi to Semi.
Do you read the comments?
Yeah, but we don't get mad comments.
We don't get loads. So yeah, we read everything.
Yeah.
We see everything.
I feel like it's all like,
So we don't like that it is weird.
Is all reading comments and that because you're putting yourself in the public eye and then you're this guy is stupid and then you're like, bro, like I can come to your house.
I don't mind. I honestly don't care about criticism on the podcast. If you don't like, I really don't care.
Yeah,
I just when it gets personal, then I'm kind of like, that's
but
a bit weird.
But if you take someone's opinion, then you'll be like, oh, I mean,
and I'm the type that it depends where it comes from. Like, there's certain things that people will say, and like, it generally won't rattle me. But if it comes from a person, maybe I rated or respected, and now you're throwing low shots, I'm like,
yeah.
Then I'm a bit annoyed, but for the most part, it's like, oh, but couldn't care less what this person says.
Somebody comes in a fan thing, I probably.
Well, that's what it is. It will feel like it. Maybe might feel cringy if I go to a GTG. Like I use them because I know it's like, man, I'm such a fan and all this. But I'm like, ah, but there are peers. We know them, so it's weird to kind of give them fan energy when we know them.
But even watching like you guys, I don't think you all looked for what do you call it. Anybody to watch you like, oh, look, guys, you lot just don't use a thing, and then I think the attention gravitated toward you guys, isn't it? Because you know, there's some people they do the podcast thing to be like, yo, guys, I'm doing this, and then they want their fellow peers to kind of like agree with them. But you know, we're just like recording or whatever, and then the word got out because it wasn't like, oh, charge it. You like went everywhere, charge it. If you knew about it, you'd know what I mean.
And I think that's kind of how it has been. Do you get what I'm saying? And I think because
we didn't cloud chase.
Yeah, because we haven't come at it from that point of view. So sometimes, like, I remember one time I was walking through Blanche, and some I was walking by with my earphones in, and some guy was like, "Oh, yo, listen to the pod. Like, I enjoyed the pod." I was like, "Oh shit, crazy, thank you." Like, but it's just random because, like, sometimes I forget like that. Those numbers are people that actually listen. Yeah. Like, cause you know, when you see, if you see 100 views, you think, oh, what's 100 views?
Yeah.
But if you see 100 people in a room, that's a different, it's a different, you kind of forget that kind of a situation. Yeah. But it's cool. Like, it is what it is. But I do think we do need more casual people, more fans, more people saying that they do support.
Yeah, no, that kind of shit. After you said that, and I was like, I actually hear it because what the money is. Like, I get why sometimes it might look a bit cringy. Mm-hmm. It might look like, oh, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you do need people that back what you're doing. Like, because they're, to the point that we have with Jafaris, is they're the one that's going to see someone and say, yo, this Irish podcast, charge it, man. You need to listen to it. Whereas if we're all playing it too cool for school, it's not going to go anywhere.
That's right. I'm going to come. My energy is not coming enough for cloud. I'm even shy to all this thing. I'm just going to come like natural stuff, was it? Because I feel like the stories are mad, funny, or whatever. And yeah.
Do you know what dynamic you want to create on a pod? Do you know what you want to do? Like, you have an idea.
Yeah. So whoever wants to listen, and yeah, if it takes off, it takes off, innit? If it's not, I can just watch it myself. Like, oh, even when you want to create a clothing line, I said, if I make a clothing line and nobody wears it, I'm going to wear it myself. Mm. I'll give it to my brothers or whatever. I don't care. Mm. But I think that's the mindset. Don't clout chase.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, like, it's, you're doing it. You're not doing it for other people. You're doing it because you want to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100.
Like, I was even going to ask, like, money aside, if you had all the money in the world, what would you want to do? Like, if you could just do anything, what would you do?
Bro, that was... Wow. I was watching Mr. Beast videos. I'll do what Mr. Beast is doing. Like, making wells in Africa and all these type of things. I think I'll do stuff like that.
Yeah, well,
if I had money, I'd help and probably do things like that. Like, make spaces where people can record. Obviously, create revenue, but mostly do... so you can outweigh the bad stuff that I've done. No. I haven't killed anybody, but... Do you know what I mean? Just... Doing good, like, yeah.
Do you believe in karma?
Yeah.
And so, the good question, because now do you feel like you have to do good because you feel like to outweigh what the bad, or do you not feel the...
No, I don't feel that, because I'm a good person. Okay. If you're a bad person, you do bad, yeah, but I'm a good person. I was just doing bad stuff for stupid shit.
Yeah. And how did you reconcile with that? Did you have to kind of go and forgive yourself, or were you kind of, did you realize, I've done fucked up shit, because I'm the same, like, I've done stupid shit to people, I've hurt people, but I don't hold it to my chest that I've heard people, because I know for the most part, I'm like, I'm good to most people.
Sometimes you sit down, you're like, oh, where should I go? Like, I want to go on holidays. You look at your account, you're like, oh, like, 10 quid. You're like, bro, all of these badness that I've done, like, I've gone to show for. No, example, man, I've gone to show for.
I hear it.
What have I been doing? Man, bro. And then you're just like, fuck this.
Is there anything that you regret, like, till this? You don't have to say, but do you think of anything that you're like, okay, that one I regret? No?
Yeah, but I think, like you said...
I swear, nothing.
No, but I think, like you said, nobody forced you to do anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you owned it, to be fair.
Like you said, you seem like the person that peer pressure didn't get to. You were on whatever you wanted to be on.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that regret it is the people that, in their heart, they're not about that life.
I've never done anything... Well, I've committed a crime, obviously, allegedly, but I've never been to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like... Anything that I've done, I haven't ended up. That's the last place I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you say? Dead or in jail? I have not. That's why I'm like, yeah, I'm happy.
That's a good point, because if it's like, it's only the things that get you out of your character.
Mm.
If you do something that's out of your character and then it doesn't work out for you, then you're like, I regret doing that. Because you can stand on whatever you did. If you believed in it and you did it and it didn't work out, you can stand on it. But when you start acting out of character and it doesn't work out, then you can take
like,
it out.
Because low-key, right, I feel like, because I didn't grow up in Dublin and I didn't grow up with people that were on madness or whatever.
Yeah.
If I did, I feel like as a teenager, I was very impressionable. If I had a group of boys and they were on that, I would have been on that too.
But the thing is,
I would have done shit that I know in my heart of hearts I'm not really about.
Yeah.
And then that's when you start looking back and you're like, I shouldn't have done that. You regret that. Or you end up in jail and you're like...
And when you're a character, you're somebody that like people can rely on. So I'm not... somebody that I would go call somebody, people would call me, so I'm like, okay, they can rely on me. So they were like, oh, okay, if this happens, we can call him. Now it's like, don't call me.
Leave me alone. I'm looking for peace.
We're old now. Don't call me. Yeah, yeah.
And just so that people would have like looked at you and like saying, like, oh, this is what you run. And they'll look at like, what was happening at home? Did, was Papa at home as well? Or what was going on?
Yeah, so do you know what? I've always managed to, whatever thing I've done, I've never like brought it home.
I'm asking more about like your upbringing. Like you have siblings, your mom, your dad.
I had mom and dad. I have siblings. Everybody was good. It's just me.
You know what it is? Because sometimes they're like, oh, what's happening at home? What's going on in the household?
Every Sunday, like, they go to church every Sunday. I grew up in the church. Yeah. Man is outside.
Damn yeah, it. But like at the end of the day, you know, if you want to do something, you're going to do
it. Yeah, and I think people say human beings like Germano have always existed. I told Joe Rogan was saying about like John Jones. People that just enjoy chaos fighting. That's how you got the gladiators. Because there's some people are just programmed that way. It doesn't matter who was around them, how they were built. If a guy enjoys combat, they enjoy combat. That's what the UFC is. People that find a lane to be like, oh, I actually enjoy fighting. And I can make money from this. But when you talk to them, some of these UFC fighters, like he's saying, they're shy, they're reserved, they're quiet, they love, they can get in a cage and fuck anybody.
And you're like, was that you? That?
Yeah.
Not like Conor. Conor is just loud everywhere. Some of them are just...
Like you see Leon Edwards is very like shy, timid to himself. But then it's like, that's a welterweight champion of the world. So he can fuck anybody in the world up. Yeah. But at the same time, I guess, so I do agree, like people like that, they've just existed since forever. We sometimes we do the psychoanalysis, oh, what was going on at home? Was mom and dad at home? But he's saying everybody was there. I just wanted to fight.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, like everybody gets their validation for something. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For you, it was football. Like, when you're just sitting there, and you're just itching. I just want to play football.
Yeah, Germano, tell him who was good, if I was good or not. Tell him,
bro. Tell him. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
Tell him.
I'm gonna insert that video right here.
Oh, that video. Bro, when I saw that, I was like, what's going on?
See, he was confused.
You know what it is? Jordan, Drogba in his head. He used to sleep or whatever, Drogba. And then what was mad, he actually played like Drogba. You see when you see like number nines, I'm not just guessing because I'm here.
I know.
It's like Fernando Torres, Drogba. Do you know they kind of have similar movements?
Yeah.
He literally played like that. Like, you can count on him to score goals. Was that playing on the wing?
You were playing on the wing and I was playing on the nine,
No, like, top deck striker, nobody scores, you'd know, okay, like, I can count on Jordan. He used to have that Drogba movement. Did you have his boots as well?
I had his boots as well.
That's what I'm saying. Bro.
Drogba was his hero.
He used to just Drogba. And he actually played like
on that's how
he know. It was a finisher.
That's how I did to know.
Did anybody describe you like that, bro?
No, nobody ever described me like that. Like, nope. I knew I was good for the level I played at. But I just didn't have anybody to then, like, take me to the training to that next level. Like, that's all it was.
That guy that went Leeds.
Oh, Paul Reed, he went because his dad had connections. Everybody was salty.
Bro, we couldn't tackle him anymore. We couldn't even tackle him anymore because he was going to leave.
Nepotism, I'm going to get my son in every door I possibly can. And the thing is, you know what annoyed me, Paul Reed was good. Yeah. But he wasn't that good.
They have one gate. He has the lead team. I think in matches he used to put everything was because he supported them. He got trials.
He got trials for Leeds, and then they used to.
He came back.
He played a few games. He came back home, and I was watching him. I was like, low key, pound for pound, I'm better than this guy.
Wait.
I'm not gonna lie.
Do you guys know any ballers that actually made it? And I'm not saying that they had to make it to the.
Do you know Toby Ajala?
Yeah. I was gonna say.
Yeah. He made it to like higher than League 1, League 2. He played in FA Cup.
He was at Wimbledon. And his brother as well, Basil. Was at Luton.
Yeah.
Watford.
And I know a guy I grew up with in Swords, Peter Kioso. He played for Luton as well.
What?
But I bring it, Toby.
A few people in Blanche that went and left. But I was at QPR.
Oh, jeez.
I was at QPR.
Dude, what?
I not come back.
Was it injury?
What? No injury. They told me we have people in your position. But bro, I was better than most of these guys.
Did you actually want to be a footballer? Bro,
yeah. So I done the first football course in Casablanca.
Yeah, it's yes, I remember.
You see me like Galway.
Oh yeah.
They had nothing to do, so obviously we come to Galway. So yeah. So when the Casablanca, obviously, we'll go play matches against Sligo Rovers, like the reserves, Galway or whatever. Yeah, man, played like with Cork, whatever. Nice stadiums, football gear, and then trials for QPR.
And that just didn't work out. Wait, is that the point that you stopped playing?
Yeah. Because you know why? But I couldn't even, because Arsenal was doing so bad. So I wouldn't even watch football, and I didn't want to play football because basically
that was the greatest era of my life.
You had it.
So shit.
You need to know someone, and also that's when I knew. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was better than this guy.
Yeah.
You got to say we already have. I was at that time. I was playing right back. They said we have people in position. I said, this guy. I was faster than. He probably understood the game better than me. But I was way better than. I was stronger. I was faster. What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, wondering, we went to Glasgow actually for a tournament, and we're playing against, you know, like trialists. They get 11 of trialists. Like these are 11 trialists for Arsenal and Celtic. Mm-hmm. They're playing, and we played against them. I scored against both, and I played class. But I knew I went. Then you go back to about bringing FC, but I'm like, this is the age, because I was 16, 17, and I was playing against those trialists, and I balled out. I was like, this is the age I'm supposed to break through now, and I don't have the infrastructure to break through, and I just had the self-awareness, you know, it's not going to happen for me. Yeah. If it's not happening for me now, it's never going to happen for me.
I had two of my friends stopped. They had caps underage for Ireland as well.
Yeah, there's bare of those guys.
There's only one guy that I know that, to me, like, he plays out in Malta, I think. But for him, that's all he does.
Yeah.
I'm like, because when I saw him, I
was he's a pro footballer.
He's a pro.
Yeah, no, because when I saw him, I was like, bro, you made it. Don't let anybody tell you didn't make it. Hmm? Yeah, well, I'm Digi, yeah.
No, no. Who's playing at Malta?
Oh no, one guy. His name's Abdin. He's from.
Do you know Yannick Bolasie started at Malta? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a friend in London. Do you know Beatties?
Yes,
the first squad. Yeah. So he played in Malta as well, and he come back.
Oh man,
bro, it's
crazy. That's why when I have a son now, I think I said an episode with Simi. I was like, it's my duty now to be there for the things he actually cared about. Because I feel like we didn't have. I don't blame them because they had to be like, hey, we can't really take a risk on you being a footballer. Go get your degree.
Yeah,
like, I hear it. But at the same time, I was like, especially when I saw that nigga get trials to Leeds, man. I was like, come on.
No, when he told us that, we were all like, hey, yeah, at training, we couldn't tackle him anymore. I go beside him and say, hey. I said, what's going on?
I just know those, like, when we kids in school, that they knew their dad was rich, so they came because we're entitled, and he knew. But shout out to him, though. Like, he was years later.
Where is he now?
That's what I was going to say. I saw him years later in town. Do you know when people go through life and they get humbled?
Yeah.
And when you talk to them, you're like, you feel like you're not talking to the human being of them. You're not talking to the spoiled brat. Mm-hmm. When you're approaching them, you feel like you're approaching this guy that you knew back then. Yeah. And I had a conversation with him.
It's sad when you see people like that.
Yeah, when I had a conversation with him, he was just an adult. Let's just say. Like, he was just a grown up. And I was like, oh, man, like, that kid is...
beat you
up,
bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? There's a guy that was in your class. He works for the immigration at the airport. But he recognized me after all these things. I was going through, he took my passport like that, and he goes, did you go to Barbican? Yeah. He said, do you not remember me? And I was like, what? I was like, oh my God.
Do you remember him or did you just say that?
No, I did. Okay. Was them just nerds? He was in your class though. He was in your class.
My class wasn't even nerds. And it was a middle class.
We started having a chat like, what? Do you still live there? He said, yeah.
Yeah. A lot about bringing people still in Barbican. A lot about bringing people. I remember during the pandemic, I was like, obviously couldn't go anywhere. I was going for walks in Barbican and still seeing everybody. I was like, you guys are still here. But they're probably thinking the same thing seeing me. They're like, you niggas are still here.
Yeah, but you know what's called? I would say for the Irish people and for the, like, it's different for them.
Yeah.
Them, man, like, I think because we've left where it's supposed to be home for us and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
we don't mind moving here and moving there, whatever. Like, but for them, I see a lot of them, like, their families here, their grandparents, like, bro, people that their grandfather, their father, and them went to all the same school.
Yeah,
like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, for them, it's different.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
I couldn't imagine that. Bro, so I was on TikTok here. I saw a wild story. So this woman, she was on TikTok, said her husband was stationed away in Europe or something like that. She was lonely, so she cheated. Yeah, it was supposed to be a one night stand, but the one night stand got extended. So, anyways, she's hearing this guy having sex, whatever. They're doing their thing, and she's feeling guilty, like, oh, whatever. Like, then she ends up getting pregnant for the guy that she's beating, whatever. Mm-hmm. Goes to his house now, and she's like now starting to pay attention to different things in the house. She sees a picture of the guy that she's beating, that she cheated with, and her husband. And she's like, that's weird. She starts asking questions like, oh, who's that person? Who's that person? Who's that guy? She's like, oh, who's that guy? Her husband. And she's like, oh, the guy's like, oh, that's my brother.
Did the brother know ahead of time?
No. So she's like, she starts asking questions like, and it's like, oh, like, are you close to your brother? He's like, yeah, we speak all the time. He's currently overseas. His wife, blah, blah. She's like, his wife? I'm his wife. So she's like, she's trying to find out if he knows her kind of a situation. And then it turns out, he's talking about his wife, showing her pictures and shit like that. His wife's some random woman. He has a different wife overseas with two children.
Oh, mad.
And now she's pregnant for the brother. she doesn't know what to do.
I don't know how people get in this. So wait, to capture this.
Okay.
So she's cheating, yeah?
Yes.
She's cheating. On her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then she finds out that the person that she's cheating with
is cheating.
And she's pregnant for.
Yeah, and pregnant for is related to her actual husband.
It's her husband's brother.
It's her husband's brother. But then when she asks the person that she's cheating with, oh, who's this? She's like, oh, that's my brother. He has a wife. But the wife is not even her.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He has another wife. That guy, he's cheating as well.
Jesus.
A different family overseas.
I've seen it, but the thing she said, I haven't even told him. So she came to the internet first. She goes, you probably know.
He probably knows now. What the?
When you see some life situations, you're like, this has to be fake. Like,
I was thinking, this can't be real.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you even deal with that?
I thought,
because can you be mad because you found out that he has a different family while you were cheating?
That's why sometimes you have to do bad things.
I feel like it's not fake because things like that happen.
You
know, someone goes, yeah, I'm going overseas, I'm working, and
definitely. It used to happen like parents' generation, the next village. Yeah, they don't have bare families.
That we're bad. I mean, their generation,
the two, three families.
And you hear that, oh, my granddad and my dad's side, they have 5 kids, whatever, and then they said, right, we're bad.
Yeah, but that's because for us, it's easier to get caught.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be in the back of a snap of someone that your girl has on Snapchat that you didn't even know your girl had on Snapchat.
In Ireland?
And get caught.
In Black Island, if you move mad, they will catch you.
Yeah,
yeah. you will get found out.
1 second. They will be that second.
In an event, do you get what I'm saying? Somewhere.
And you know your girl can, she can identify you from any part of your body.
Yep.
If they see your shin for a minute.
And then you wore that hoodie going that day, and they leave a look at the date, they sort of snap. Their friends they start doing detective with their friends in their group chat, mm-hmm. and boom, you're caught.
And then they really can see, okay, that person was beside him. They'll go to that person's snap to see a different angle.
They go to their story.
I've done it.
Because even like somebody was saying she was listening to the receipts, and she's like, this is a different topic, and she was like saying they're doing dilemmas. And one girl, she said that since she's been pregnant, and she had a baby 4 years ago. Her husband has not, like, her partner has not slept with her. So it's been 4 years, sexless marriage. And Simi asked me, what would you do? I said, flat out, I'll cheat. I said, flat out. I was like, 4 years.
Yeah, four years.
Like, I know we talked about it, like, on that episode where we're saying, like, people will find a way to outsource whatever is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, in that situation, what would you do? You just have to leave, wouldn't you? 4 years, no physical intimacy.
At a point, you got to leave.
Like, you got to leave. Cause I think that's what the receipts were saying it to her. They're saying, like, look, just co-parent. At this point, that's what you do.
You have involuntarily signed up for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's your job now.
You're co-parenting and you're not even getting sex outside. Yeah.
Happening because 4 years.
Yeah, four years. I can understand living.
Wait, was it the girl writing the thing?
The girl writing.
Oh, he's fucking someone else, man.
I can probably do 2 weeks, max. I need ass. Charlie. What?
Four years is wild.
4 years, like. And don't downplay the element of a relationship that you think is missing. Don't be like, oh, it's just sex. Don't downplay it. Mm. 4 years that of something that you if your girl wasn't taking on dates for 4 years, she will let you know that you have not taken.
Oh, you hate her.
One or the other.
He definitely hates her.
He definitely hates her.
Does she want to give him sex?
Yeah, she said she's tried and she's gone.
Like, yeah, bro, charge it, man. Go cheat.
When Simi says, what would you do? I said, I'll cheat, man.
I'm telling her straight, go cheat, man. That man don't want you. And you know what? As soon as he smells a whiff of you getting attention, then he will come back and want you again.
Yeah. But that's another thing. You might play the I might have to get him jealous card. You have to play a game
just
somewhere.
Just do the gym thing, the transformation that they always do.
Have you?
And then she starts posting on thirst traps.
They do the transformation thing. New
body, who this?
They cut the hair. Now he's seeing all the niggas in the comments. He's like,
yeah. Big bot accounts to comment on your picture. So your niggas
except the only thing with the jealousy thing is, just be ready for it if this doesn't work. Because if he doesn't get jealous, just know. It's over.
But that dilemma you said last on one of the episodes, like, what if the husband doesn't get jealous? That's his.
Yeah, that, you just gotta charge it.
Are you jealous?
Not anymore. I used to be. I definitely. One particular person. It used to enrage me. Yeah. One particular person. But now I'm like.
I know.
Yeah, just if you. What are you
are
gonna.
Are you jealous episode?
I don't know. I mix and match. Because sometimes, like, if you don't do, like, the girl stuff I don't want you to be a lesbian. You're going to get attention.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
they're like, go talk to guys. What the fuck? No, no, I swear.
Wait, talk to them in what way, though?
Go talk, man.
Wait. Whatever. There's a difference between the girl you don't care about. Yeah, go talk to guys. Go do whatever. Just leave me alone. But if it's a girl that you care about, bro, don't be trying to.
I used to be with a girl that she's a girl's girl. Everything, I'm doing my girls or whatever. And then just like, bro, like, it's going to be guys. Don't. It because I'm not here. I mean, even if I'm there or I'm not there, do it. I mean, so we'll be together and I'm like, well, you're not going to be with me for the whole night. I'm going to be the boys.
Yeah. But if she's only came out with you, she can't ask me for the whole night, though.
No, if we came out together, yeah.
Yeah,
because if you come out and then your friends are there.
Yeah. Don't stay on go. Me. Yeah.
If there's guys, talk. Don't be like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Don't mention that.
Question, what if she's like, I know Germano and I know Nino is wild. And he might punch someone in the face if the conversation looks like I'm laughing a bit too funny. So maybe that's why she's staying away.
Yeah. If I give permission, just go.
Because I'm like, obviously, R&B event. I was with you and she was with Nessie. Like, everybody, go enjoy your version of your night because you're probably having more fun in that setting.
Well, let's
with
say,
your friends.
So, like, she's dancing where niggas are niggas.
Yeah.
They will come approach Nana. She might just curve a nigga, but you see, like, the interaction of, no, I'm fine. But you think, would you come and say, hey, that's my wife?
I'll have to see. No.
Because that's wife.
No, because if she curves it and he walks away, I leave, man.
You can curve and then the guy's like, bro, I know niggas. They talking like, yo, why?
No, then you have to step in.
But you don't know. You just see the interaction that
they're
talking. What would you say?
No, you have to step in. Like, if she looks uncomfortable.
If she looks uncomfortable.
You have to step in. If she looks uncomfortable, you have to step in. But if you give it a sec. If she's curves and, like you're saying, you know niggas, some niggas will persist.
Yeah.
But if she curves and walks away.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And the niggas don't come. Like, they don't step in.
Oh, mad. Yeah. They just let them be uncomfortable in that situation.
I've seen it. Yeah. It's like dance floor. The nigga is there. The girl is there and she's pointing this money.
But I've even done it with friends.
Man is like, fuck that nigga, man.
Like, I've done it with friends. You know, when you used to go to rights.
Yeah.
And you know, like, Dalida was there. And bare niggas moved to Dalida. And she look uncomfortable. And sometimes you just have to go for him. Just take them away. But yeah, for obviously, that's what we do for a wife.
Yeah,
right?
That's like, friends. Your friends are girls.
You're like, no, they don't come to Brasset.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you. I want to see how this goes.
No. That's true. Sometimes that's what I'm saying.
Talk, because I want to see how you react when I'm not there. That's what I'm saying. Do it when I'm there, so I know
how you do it.
Yeah.
Well, are you the jealous?
Not as. I feel like I was more jealous before.
I definitely was, but now I'm like in marriage. What are you really gonna do? Like, you're gonna ruin all of this for this? It's like,
you put too much. We're too much in for you to go for nonsense.
For nonsense, even if it, like, niggas moving to you, you're not gonna entertain it. You're not gonna do it.
Wait, so you're gonna leave me because today told you you look nice?
But whereas, like, when you're just in a relationship, it's low stakes and you're more insecure within yourself. Mm-hmm. You might think like, oh, that guy has money, he drives a BMW, she might be into that. Now, if he has money and drives BMW, you have a family here.
So I'm saying he doesn't even want you. All he wants is just to have sex. What else? If only has a girlfriend, you don't know about.
You know what I'm saying? He has a family. He has two kids.
Two kids at home. And he's moving to you right now.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nah. Mad. Those are always wild, man.
Yeah. That's it, yeah?
Yeah,
man, I'm hungry as well. Germano, thank you very much for coming. Hopefully you start your podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Do you have a name?
Do you have a name, yeah?
Or is that Loki or Till?
I have it. Should I say it?
No. If it's up to you.
How are you rolling this thing out? Let us know.
Thank you for the opportunity. I was literally meant to be in the background just watching, but
when you do release and you're doing promo run, you and your co-host, if you just want to come on, jump on charger, you're always more than welcome.
Man, spin the block.
Spin the block,
Yo, what's called? Make sure you roll to 500 subs. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like, make sure you share, comments, all them things there. If you're listening on the audio only, make sure you leave a review, 5-star preferably. Say something nice to the boys, man.
Yeah. And if you made it to the end of the party, you didn't like anything that we said today, well, you can charge it.
Bang, bang.
Thank you for listening. you